Open your Bible this morning to the book of James. We're going back there this morning. I started a series last week in the book of James. We're going to be traveling through for the next few weeks. And go back to James, if you will, chapter 1. Last week, God's Word said to us in James chapter 1, beginning there in verse 2, He said, and I just want to do a brief recap to bring you up to speed on where I'm going today. God's Word said last week, He said that we are to consider it pure joy, He said, when you face trials of many kinds. Not if you face trials, but when you face these trials of many kinds. He said, we are to consider it pure joy. He said we are to understand that when trials come into our life, they're going to come in all different kinds. Look what he said there. Many trials of different kinds, he said there. Trials come in all shapes, man, all sizes, and they affect each one of us differently. But you need to understand something. At some point in time in your life, you're going to go through a trial. God uses these trials, the Word of God says, to help us grow. He uses these things to raise us up and help us to grow in our faith and in our strength. He said to make us more complete and more mature in Him. God uses these trials to test us, to see how we're going to react, to see how much we have grown or not grown during these trials. Make no mistake, you're going to go through things in your life that you're not going to want to go through because they have been placed there as a trial. God didn't bring them, but God allowed them into our life to help us grow. Now, when these trials come, many times they will come up on us and we will look at these trials and we will begin to think that they are so heavy and so burdensome that we can't bear them. That it's just, Lord, it's just too much for me to bear. And so we cry out to God and we say to Him, Lord, take this away. Take this thing away from me so that I don't have to deal with this anymore, Lord. It's just too much for me to bear. And God's Word says that if He takes those things away from us, those trials, those things that hurt in our life, we can't grow through it. We can't grow through it. So more times than not, and sometimes God will remove it, but more times than not, God will not. He said last week to us that when these trials come upon us, that instead of crying out to Him and saying, God, help, just take this thing away, He said in verse 5 last week that we are to call out to God and ask Him for wisdom so that He will help us to understand how to get through it instead of crying out to Him to take it away. And He said there that when the trial is over, He said in verse 12 last week, that He said, blessed is the man who perseveres or who pushes his way through those trials, He said, because when he has stood that test, in other words, when that test is over, He said he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him. What He's saying there is there's going to come a time when the trials and the things like that in our life, the test and things, they're going to be over. They will pass. That's God's promise to us. Whether it be a sickness, a hurt, a brokenness, at some point in time, it will pass. Now, of all of the trials and the difficulties that we have to face in our life, there is one specific trial that seems to be more difficult than all the rest. It is the trial of temptation. Now, why is it so difficult? Listen to me. Because when the trial of temptation is placed upon us, we are given a choice. If you are pushed, go with me here, if you are pushed into a situation where you are forced into a trial that involves a a nasty divorce. God may watch how you handle that, and it may not be anything that you can stop. Your mate, your spouse, may be forcing that. And you may have no choice in that matter. That a divorce or a separation or what have you is imminent. You may not have a choice in that, but it still may be a trial. If someone is sick or hurt or troubled or broken or something going on in their life and you're there with them, maybe even it's you, if that comes upon you, you may have to endure it because you don't have a choice. It has fallen upon you and you don't have a choice. You're going to have to go through that trial. I got an email the other day from Paul and Carla in our church, a couple in our church, where during all of this rain and the storms that have come through, their home, something gave way in the roof or the ceiling area, and their home became flooded. Ruined all of their carpeting, and the walls are messed up, furniture's messed up. A lot of things are going on where they're in the midst of a trial. And they have no choice but to go through that. I promise you that God will see how they go through it. But they're going to go through it. It's going to happen. But now temptations, on the other side, now bear with me here. When you are presented with a temptation, you have a choice. You have a choice. You can either stand up to that temptation and you can say, I will not partake of this. I will not lay my hands on this. I refuse to bring this into my life. You have that choice. And if you choose to stand strong and walk away from that temptation, listen to me, look up here, look at me. If you walk away from that temptation, it will strengthen you in the Lord. It will bring you closer to Him in your relationship with Him. And it will help you to grow and be more mature, because when you have finished that test, when that temptation has passed and you have stood the test, the next time it comes, you will be able to look it in the face and say, I already beat you once. And I can beat you again, and you can walk away from it the second time, and it will be even much easier than it was the first time. Do you understand? If you stand strong, you have that choice. But you also have the choice to give in. You have the choice to let temptation come into your life. And when it comes into your life, you have the choice to say, okay. And if you do that, if you allow temptation to take charge and you reach in and you get a handful of it, you will not pass the test. You will not grow closer in your relationship with the Lord. And you will not mature in your faith. Do you understand? You have a choice when temptation is brought into your life. And many times, when that test is brought, when that temptation is laid before you, many times if we fail that test, if we give in to that temptation and we allow ourselves to do something that we know we should not have done, when it's all done, when everything is finished, more times than not, we will end up making excuses as to why we gave in. Here's some of the excuses that we use. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that happened. Well, look at me for a second. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is our fault. If we gave in to that, it is our fault. We also say, I couldn't help it. Yes, we can. God's Word says, listen to me, God's Word says He will never allow anything upon you that you can't bear. God's Word says that He will never allow a temptation to come into your life so strong that He won't give you a way out of it if you want out of it. I couldn't help it. Yes, you can. Everybody's doing it. Does that mean we have to? It was just a mistake. No, it wasn't. When we step out of God's will and pick up something or do something, when we give in to that specific temptation in our life, it's not a mistake. It's a deliberate act on our behalf. Nobody's perfect, and no, we're not. But each time we beat it, we become closer to it. I didn't know it was wrong. I want to tell you something. When God created you, He instilled on your heart His laws. He instilled within you what is right and what is wrong. We know that it's wrong. The devil made me do it. We give way too much credit to the devil sometimes. We give way too much credit. He can tempt you, but he can't make you do anything. He can't force you to do anything. He can lead you right up to the door, but you have to open it. And I was pressured into it as another one. We use all kinds of mistakes and excuses, I guess I should say, as for reasons as to why we give in to the things that we give in. Now in James, beginning in verse 13, I want to share one more thing with you before I go here. Sometimes we even blame God. Sometimes we say, God should not have tempted me. God should not have allowed that to happen. God this, God that. When we find ourselves in the midst of something that we know in our heart we shouldn't be in the midst of. And James, in chapter 1, verse 13, here's what he says. He said, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. He said, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does God tempt anyone. God may test you in order to strengthen your faith. But God will never tempt you. God will never, ever place anything in your path that could make you stumble. God may allow something to come into your life and then test you to see if you are strong enough to make it through it. But God will never intentionally bring that into your life. You see, God wants you to succeed. God wants us to be a success and not a failure. And so God will not bring that temptation and lay it at your feet. He cannot be tempted by evil. And he says, and he doesn't tempt anyone. Well, and so the question might be asked then why doesn't he stop those temptations from coming into my life? Do you remember last week when we talked about the little boy and the cup of coffee? And how you have your cup of coffee sitting on the coffee table and your two-year-old son or daughter goes up to reach up there and gives a handful and you keep telling them, no, it's hot, no, it's hot, no, it's hot, no, it's hot. And finally, they keep reaching and finally you just cross your arms and say, go ahead and get you some. You teach them by allowing them to go through the difficulty of reaching out there and getting a hold of that. God teaches us by allowing us to go through those difficult things in our life. So if God were to see these temptations and these trials and this brokenness and this hurt coming into our life, if God saw that and removed everything from us, we wouldn't grow. We would never grow beyond being babies in Christ. It is being able to get past something in your life, church, that you have struggled with, whether it be an addiction, some form of temptation that just seizes you, it's being able to confront that head on, look it in the face, and say to it, I beat you once, I can beat you again. And be able to move on past that. But it's only when we go through it that we're able to say that. And God sees that, so God won't remove that from our life. God wants us to grow in Him. I promise you something. God will never allow a temptation to come into your life that you will not be able to stand. He will always provide you a way out of it. Always provide you a way out. James went on in that verse of Scripture there. He said, God can't be tempted by evil, nor does He tempt anyone. Then in verse 14, he said, but each one, he said, is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. Listen to me. Inside of us, we have a war that is raging. We have a war that is battling between our spirit and our flesh. The flesh wants the things of this world. The things that we can reach out and get our hands on right now. Those things out there that would destroy us spiritually if we would allow. The spirit within us says you don't need that because it's not good for you from an eternal perspective. And so the spirit battles war with the flesh. And many times, when these temptations come into our life, we begin to see these temptations from a flesh view with our eyes. And we want this for our life. We want to take this for our life. And the spirit within us cries out, that's not good for you. That's not good for you. This is how temptation happens. It's when our own evil desires begins to rise up within us and begin to fight against the spirit. You ever struggle with that when you come up on something that you know you shouldn't be taking, you shouldn't reach out and get, and all of a sudden, man, you're fighting this battle that says, I want this, but I can't have this. I know I shouldn't take this, but I know that I'm going to. It happens every day of our life. You see, every one of us, look at me. Every one of us has desires within us that are contrary to what God wants for your life. Every one of us is presented with those things every day of our life. But God says we don't have to give in to them simply because they are presented to us. Those temptations, they come, he says, when each one is tempted, when by his own evil desire, he says, he is dragged away and enticed. He said in verse 15, he said, then after desire has conceived, he says, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. When that desire has conceived, Webster says to conceive means to form an idea in your mind. It means to form an idea in your mind. That's what he's saying. He says, after the desire has formed this idea in your mind as to how much you want something, he said it will give birth to sin because it will force you physically into reaching out and getting a hold of it. That's why Paul said back in Romans 7, I don't know why I do what I do. All of the good things that I do, he says, that I want to do, I don't do. Paul said, this is the Apostle Paul. Paul shaped Christianity more than any man in history next to Jesus Christ. And still yet Paul himself The apostle writes and he says, I don't know why I don't do the good that I want to do. I don't know why every time I want to do this, I end up doing this. He said, it's the sin that's living within me that's making me give way, he's saying there, to these things. James said, when that desire is conceived, he said, it gives birth to sin. Question. Since the desire, the idea, and everything is here internally in the mind, it's on an internal situation there. Shouldn't we combat it? Shouldn't we fight it internally? Shouldn't we seek wisdom and strength internally to beat this thing? You see, James said that if we allow this desire to form, to conceive, and then bring us forth to sin, he said, it will give birth to death. It will give birth to separation, spiritual separation between us and God. It will give birth to death. Listen to me. When we give in to the temptations that so easily come at us, it gives birth to the death of everything that we know as being life and real and good. It will destroy your home. It brings death to your marriage. It brings death to your children. Not physical death, but death into your relationship. It brings death to financial resources. It brings death to a relationship with God. When we give in to the temptations of this world, it will bring death into our life. It will kill everything in our life that we know is being good. That's what James is saying here. He said it gives birth to death. In verse 16, James said, don't be deceived, my dear brothers. What he's saying there is don't be deceived into believing that God won't help you through those difficult times when temptation has got a hold of you. Don't think God doesn't see it and doesn't want you to get through that. Don't be deceived. Don't allow Satan to tell you that you're fighting that battle all by yourself. Because that's not true. I want you to hear me. Most of you were raised with maybe some Christian background as far as mom, dad, grandmother, grandfather. But I venture to say that most of you did not come to know the Lord until your later years. And before that time happened, many of the desires and things of the world were there for you to reach out and get. Just take hold of. But when you gave your life over to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, God began to instill within us a desire for Him and a need for Him. And He began to grow that within us. And as these things began to continue to come into our life, God began to take us by the hand and try to lead us through them, helping us not to give in. He has never let go of your hand. He has never given up on you. As these trials, these temptations come into our life, our Father sees every one of them. And He said in verse 5 of this scripture that when something comes upon you that is more than you feel like you can bear, He said, if you will ask him for the wisdom as to how to get through it, he will give you that answer. He will get you through that difficult time in your life. So many times, things happen, and instead of us crying out to God and allowing the Lord to get us through it, we give in to the temptations, and then we cry out to God after we realize we messed up. We take it, and then we cry out, oh God, I've messed up. Oh God, help me fix this. Oh God, oh God, oh God. When he said, call unto him first. And he said, I will give you the wisdom that you need to get through the trials, through the temptations, so that you can stand the test and receive the crown of life that he has promised to all who love him. The temptation will end. The struggle will end. The trial will end. But you're going to have to go through it. Whether we want to or not, we're going to go through it. We can go through it by ourselves, or we can call unto our Heavenly Father and allow him to take us by our hand and lead us on. Now, y'all stand up, because we're getting ready to close. I want you to hear me this morning. I don't know what kind of trial, if any, you may be dealing with this morning. Maybe you have a certain temptation in your life that you're struggling with. And maybe you're ready to lay it down. God said, he will give you the wisdom if you'll ask. He said in that verse of Scripture, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. If you need some wisdom, if you need to get through something in your life, a trial, an issue, a temptation, if you really want to get past it, then bring it up here and lay it at the feet of God and say to him, Lord, I need your wisdom this morning. And he says he will give to all generously, without finding fault, without begrudging you, and get you through it. Now, if you're dealing with something, if you've got something that keeps coming back and biting you, and you keep reaching out and getting a hold of it, you can carry it on out of here with you, or you can bring it to an altar and leave it right here and let God have it. The choice is yours. I don't know what you're struggling with, but God said he'll help you through it if you'll simply bring it. Whether it be a sickness, a hurt, a brokenness, trouble, temptations, whatever it is, he said, if you'll bring it, he'll take it. Bow your head. Father, I thank you this morning for blessing us, Lord, with your presence. And Father, I ask that you will speak to the hearts of your people, Lord. And Father, if there's someone here, Father, that is dealing with these temptations and trials and struggles and things like this, God, bring them up. Bring them up here, Lord, that they can leave it at this altar this morning, Lord God. Bring them, Lord God, that they might call upon you in the name of Jesus. Father, we've come here not to play games, but so that we can walk out of here changed, so that we can win this struggle, Lord, that we fight on the inside of us. You meet us where we are. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen.